Mike's calling us here from Maple Valley. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi, Dr. Wright. Good to talk to you.
You too, sir.
Long-time subscriber to your newsletter.
Oh, thank you, sir.
And anyway, I'm getting kind of an odd thing. About 7 years ago, I had a whole series of appointments with Dr. Sherman, and he got me onto a bunch of supplements and stuff, and among other things, got me off of metoprolol onto Carditone.
Good.
And I've been taking Carditone ever since, and I bought a blood pressure monitor, and I check it every night at 10 o'clock, and it's been running at 130 to 135 over 70, which I thought was reasonably good for an 80-year-old man.
Reasonably good is right, yes.
I take my routine blood pressure test, and it's 200 over 100.
Oops.
Pulse rate 70. So it's not, the pulse rate wasn't high.
Yeah, I hear you, sir.
My daughter take me to the fire station the next morning, had a check. They said it was 177 over 70, that I should go to the ER and check it, have it checked.
So yes, sir.
ER, and they do everything, you know, x-ray, blood test, urine test, physical exam, and blood workup, the whole thing. And bottom line, there's nothing wrong. You can't find, the heart's great, the lungs are great, the arteries are great, everything's fine.
Okay, I'll tell you what's probably happening, sir. How old did you say you are?
80.
Okay, sir. When we're 80, we've got a pretty darn good chance. I'm sorry, it's just the way life is. Of having our adrenal glands get weak. And when our adrenal glands are, I don't mean totally weak and dead, I just mean weaker than they should be. When our adrenal glands are weak and they can't put out enough cortisol, and when there's even a little stress and they can't put out enough cortisol, then what happens, sir, is they have to put out adrenaline to fight the stress, and the adrenaline drives the pulse up and the blood pressure up, and then after things calm down and settle down, it all comes back down again. But that sounds very much like you got some weak adrenals. Unfortunately, I hear about this sort of circumstance at least once a month, and it's the people who just have their blood pressure go way the heck up, and then it comes down, everything's normal, nobody can find anything the matter. That's because they're not looking for weak adrenal glands.
They told me to check it 3 times a day and keep a record, and then
yes, sir,
to my family physician and see, you know, what they would do about it. But and now it's running 177 over 70, but the pulse rate is like 66.
Yeah, I hear you.
The pulse rate isn't high at all.
I hear you, and usually the pulse rate goes up along with the blood pressure, but it doesn't always. Basically, if the blood vessels are constricting too far, it'll go up like that. So I do what they said, but I would add to that checking with a natural medicine doctor to check your adrenal status, sir.
All righty. What can be done about weak adrenals?
Oh, that's real simple. If they're weak, they're weak in the cortisol department. And if you were listening earlier in the program, you heard about a book called Safe Uses of Cortisol, which tells us from a doc who spent 40 years figuring this out. He was a professor. Anyway, that we can use up to a certain amount of cortisol without doing ourselves any harm. It will act just as if it was our own adrenals, and it won't hurt us. If we go past that amount, we might get into trouble. Natural medicine doctors know about this, and so it's real simple. We just bring in some cortisol for a while we're working on rebuilding our adrenals, and we can do this, the two at the same time.
That's a prescription?
Yes, I'm afraid it is. It is, sir. I'm sorry. Yeah.
All righty. Well, I'll check into that, see if I can get an appointment with Dr. Sherman.
Yep, and he certainly knows how to do this, sir. So just tell him what I have to say.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, sir, and thank you for calling.